Good afternoon. It is 2:04 p.m. We are here today, May 11, 2017, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagania, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPA PA 17-006, America's Best Electric Mark, Inc. versus the Guam Power Authority. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Anthony Camacho and Deputy Public Auditor Yuka Hachinova. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Llewellyn Terlaki and Jared Hernandez. Will Appellant ABE Inc. please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yes, Georgette Bello Conception, legal counsel for ABE.
Irene Hicks, America's Best Electric Mark, president.
David Hicks, America's Best Electric Mark, vice president.
Thank you. Will Purchasing Agency, GPA, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Graham Botha, legal counsel, GPA.
Jesse Regis, GPA, buyer supervisor.
Tracy Limtiaco, GPA, assistant GM admin.
Thank you. For the record, no interested parties have filed to join in on this appeal. We may proceed.
Thank you. So, we're here for the pre-hearing conference, and it's my understanding that Conception, that the appellant still wants a hearing in this matter.
Yes.
Very well. And so I noticed we have a agency report. When is the time? When would the time expire for the? So there's the comments on the agency report, and then the rebuttal.
I believe
the agency rebuttal. So would that be approximately July?
No, July.
Yes.
For the.
Oh, excuse me, June.
For comments on the agency report.
Well, there's comments on the agency and the rebuttal. I'm just trying to figure out when the last filing is due, approximately.
I believe within the next 2 weeks.
Next 2 weeks?
Yeah.
So that would still put us in June, excuse me, not July. So let me see here. Are the parties available for a formal hearing in, well, let me figure this one out. So are you going to be available in?
I'm gone from June 2nd to the 12th.
Okay. This is the.
Are the parties available for a formal hearing on June 23rd?
Yes.
Well, I would be not returning till the following week, by the 27th?
I leave the 28th.
You leave the 28th?
Until July, I come back to go on July 22nd.
Oh. July 22nd.
Oh, you're missing Liberation Day. Well, the week of the 24th is fine.
June?
No, July, if it wasn't until then.
Okay. How long, how about the 26th of June?
No, I'll be back to work on the 27th.
Be back to work on the 27th, but she's leaving the
28th.
When are you leaving?
The 12th, because
okay, so you're leaving on the 12th. You come back on the 27th?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. So how long do you think it'll take to present your case, Misconception?
Probably just half, not even half a day.
Mr. Botha?
I think the whole thing could be accomplished in less than half a day.
Okay.
I agree.
So the 27th. Of June at 9 a.m. will be the date of the formal hearing. And let me see here. Where it's going to get a little tricky is, of course, we have the hearing materials, you know, things like your witness list, your list of issues, then, of course, your hearing briefs. Those are usually due the weeks before. So that's where it's going to get a little tricky for you. But more or less, the deadline, for example, for the hearing brief would probably be around the 23rd. I'll put this in a scheduling order. I'm just saying approximately. And then, of course, the hearing materials will usually due on the 16th of June. Of course, nothing stops the parties from filing them earlier. Those are more or less the deadlines to file those things. But I'll be issuing a scheduling order with those dates revolving around June the 27th as the formal hearing date. Any questions?
Okay, and what were the other dates? I'm sorry.
So the hearing briefs will be due on the 23rd.
Okay, 23rd hearing briefs.
And then the hearing materials, your witness list, so on and so forth, exhibit list, that'll be on the 16th of June. Now, these are just the deadlines, so clearly if you're going to be off filing, you can get them in before. You're going to encounter some difficulty if you get them in after or the day of the hearing. Yeah. And once again, the so you don't need to put or make copies of the entire procurement record. All you need in terms of the exhibits are simply what you intend to show before a witness. That's it. Because everything submitted as part of the procurement record is part of the record of this administrative proceeding, so you don't need to try to admit it again as an exhibit. These are just so that we know or we have a good record of what a witness is talking about if they take the stand. Are there any questions about that?
No.
All right, so by the numbers, and I'm just following the notice of pre-hearing conference. No motions were filed, is that correct?
No, and just for the record, GPA did submit the procurement record on April 28th and the agency report and statement on May 5th.
Okay. And the comments
of
the agency
order.
Yeah. Well, the comments of the agency report and the rebuttal to the agency report. Those deadlines are coming up, but those are as per the procurement, the rules governing procurement appeals. All right. So the parties discussed the formulation and simplification or simplification of issues. I just encourage the parties to do so. Have the parties discuss the possibility of obtaining admissions of fact concerning documents to avoid unnecessary proof.
No, but I think I can work with the Mr. Gilpin, get something, and we can provide those prior to the hearing part of our.
Yeah, that's another thing I encourage the parties to do. Likewise. Are there any issues that require any advance rulings from me as a hearing officer concerning the admissibility of evidence?
I mean, I don't think so unless there's something else that's coming forward. I mean, we've set forth the procurement record. I mean, unless there are.
Okay, but I still have to ask these questions, Mr. Duncan.
Right. I mean, I can't think of any right off the top of my head unless there are something from the outside coming forth.
Okay, so like I stated earlier, I will be concerning the identification of witnesses and exhibits. That'll be in the scheduling order, which I'll issue shortly after this hearing. There are no pending motions. Is that correct, Ms. Conception?
That's correct.
And Mr. Both has already confirmed the same for GPA. Do I need, are there any potentially difficult or protracted or complex issues that I need to address at this time?
No.
None from GPA.
We've already discussed it would take about half a day to a full day to have the formal hearing. Are there any other matters I need to address at this time as hearing officer?
None from GPA.
None.
Okay. Now, at this time, to the knowledge of the parties, are there any persons who will be attending the formal hearing that require any kind of special accommodations so they might either attend or participate in the hearing that we need to be made aware of at this time?
No, the witnesses, the GPA is aware of.
Misconception. All right. All right, so... we will be issuing the scheduling order and the notice of the formal hearing. And once again, the hearing date is June the 27th at 9. And we are off the record.
We're off the record at 2:14 p.m.
Thank you.